Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 9 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, I want to invite you to check below in the description area for 2 links. One will be to our monthly calendar of all the daily scriptures for this Lenten journey, and the second one will be for our companion downloads, which will give you a much greater insight into each of the daily scriptures, and we do much more in-depth study than we can do in this short podcast. With that in mind, I would like to ask my lovely wife to read our scripture for the day.
Okay, but please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast to be notified of the upcoming podcasts.
Oh, absolutely.
Click that bell. I know there's a bell on
Spotify.
On Spotify, and I believe iHeart.
I think on iHeart, it's an actual heart.
Oh, okay. So click those things so that you get notified when we post the next podcast. Sorry, I just had to add that.
No, that's great.
Okay, so today's scripture comes from Titus, and I know we were doing 2:14, but since it's such an impactful scripture, with the book-ended parts of that scripture, I'm going to read from 2:11 through 2:15.
That's good, because you get the whole context of that passage.
Yes, and that's a good reminder. I know, I'm going to go off topic here. It's a good reminder. I know you and I have talked about sometimes we see memes with parts of a scripture, and we just take that because it sounds really good. But it's always a good habit to, you know, if you're pulling it up in your favorite Bible app, to look at the full scripture and not just the part that you read somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's so. Good reminder, always, to get the full context of the entire passage. It's mm-hmm. good.
Okay.
So we're going to practice that.
Yes, we are. Okay. So Titus 2:11 through 2:15, this comes from the NIV version. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
Love
Isn't that so good?
I love that.
I do too. So tell me about Titus.
Well, Titus was a protege or a student of Paul's, and he was very young. And like Timothy, Paul would write to him and encourage him because he was left in charge of some of Paul's churches that he planted. Titus was left in charge of one. Timothy was left in charge of another. And both of them, Paul would write to and encourage and remind them of things that the Spirit was telling them they needed to hear. This one is particularly good because it teaches us something very important. The church as a whole, in large part, has not taught the way that God teaches. What does this scripture tell us? It's the first 4 words. It's for the grace of God teaches us.
I love it.
That's right.
Because, like we've talked, we can't give grace until we've learned what that is and received it from the Lord.
That's right.
So
you can't give away something you've never first received.
No. And if we allow ourselves to receive that, we'll just keep filling up, filling up, filling up, and then we just pour over, even if our last Christian nerve is ready to snap.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, God, give me grace. Allow me. And, you know, that's usually what I ask. I'm like, please, God, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. And it's just that moment to, like, calm me down and to allow him to say no. You know, we love those people regardless. Even if, even then, even when, we love mm-hmm. them and we need to give them grace because that's what we'd want.
Yeah.
Right? I need a lot of grace.
And that's what I was going to say is I'm a little scared to tell or to ask God to give me more grace for certain situations because I'm just sure he's going to take me in my mind back to all of the grace that he's given me. And he's going, like, to remind
hello?
Me.
No, but he doesn't do that.
Given you.
He doesn't do that.
I have given you grace upon grace upon grace. And then I'll, like, go.
Grace abounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll go, you're right, Lord.
So, and I need more.
Who am I? Who am I to not have grace for this situation? So.
Right. But isn't it so good that he doesn't continue to poke at us and go, but remember that moment? Remember that moment?
Yeah.
No, because it's all we've forgiven. We've been forgiven.
And love keeps no record of wrong.
Oh, that's so. Right. Oh, our favorite script.
That's right.
My favorite. Yeah. I love that. And the photo for today, the caption on it says, converse with God in the quiet.
Mm.
And that was another thing that we wrote and chatted about was how Jesus would go out. So it's important to be in fellowship with folks.
Yes.
But, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, and you need grace to be in fellowship and in community with other people. You need grace. So where do you get that?
Going out into the wilderness with the Father and spending quiet time with the Father. And I envision this because we've watched The Chosen, the movie, the series.
Yes.
And you always would see Jesus going out after he'd spent a long day in the city, in the hustle and the bustle and the noise and with his apostles and
the ministry.
Yeah. And you'd see him saying, okay, guys, you hang out here. I'm going to go be with the Father. And then he would go and spend time with and just praying. And so that's the visual that I have in my head when I think about that.
Mm, that's good too.
And, you know, our ministry.
Yeah.
Get out with God. I mean, and that's exactly what it is. It's that time to refuel, recharge, and let him pour into us.
Yeah. And our ministry is not focused just on getting out for the sake of getting out.
No, no.
Our ministry is focused on getting out into nature and how you do that so that you can facilitate getting closer in your relationship with the Lord. You can quiet yourself from all the noise, get away from all of the urgent that drags our attention away from building that relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, and that's the only way that you're going to heal, become whole, and live well. I mean, that's what we've experienced, and so.
Oh, there's no question about
it. So we get really excited about this and sharing it with others because we have just seen, amazingness.
Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. When you set your mind on meeting with God on a regular basis, it's amazing what he can show you or what he wants to show you. He wants to spend that time with you so that he can rub off on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way in the world your life will reflect him unless he is allowed to rub off on you.
That's good stuff.
You become like those you hang out with.
Yeah.
So hang out with God. Get out with God. And that's the whole basis of why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to pray us out?
Yes, I do.
I would love that.
I would love it too. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that it's your grace that teaches us to deny ourselves and to live more and more like you. Father, I just pray for each person that's with us, that's joining us today in this podcast, or at some future date that's listening to this podcast. Father, that you impact them in such a way as to fill their mind with your love, your grace, your mercy, draw them out into wherever they can go to get away from the noise of the daily life, to spend time with just you, just in fellowship with you. Father God, we just thank you so much that in your grace and in your mercy and your love for us, that you've made a way for us to just have that one-on-one time with you, so that when we go back into our daily lives, we bring those qualities into and affect everyone that we meet. Lord, help us to prioritize spending that time with you and making the effort necessary to separate ourselves from the urgent and pursue the important things. We love you, Lord, and we just praise you. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen. Ooh, that was good, honey.
God is good. All the time. Yes. So how about we leave them
with perfect peace. God's perfect peace.
Yes. Shalom.
Shalom.
We'll see you next time.